when you look at our member, our four members of the delegation after this last election, our federal delegation, you know, Representatives Pappas and Custer and Senator Shaheen and Hassan, and you say things like disdain, fire them all, ineptitude of Congress. How would you rate our New Hampshire delegation representing New Hampshire during this time of COVID? When Senator Hassan yesterday, along with co-sponsor, talked about finally ending surprise medical bills, would you give her praise there? And how do you rate our four Democratic members of Congress? Are they doing a good job or not?
No. No. I don't think they're doing a good job at all. I mean, look, when the biggest health pandemic and crisis of this hits our country, and they sit on their hands and do nothing for 8 months, right? They're literally sitting at home, writing politically driven letters, complaining about this and that, accountable to nothing, operationalizing nothing, doing absolutely nothing on the front line. And the one thing they've done is literally not even right before the deadline, because their deadline technically already passed a long time ago. They finally passed a relief package bill that none of them have actually read. Come on. Come on. Look, it doesn't take a rocket science to say this is the best leadership that we can put forth in Washington, D.C. This is an important job. You've got a job to do. You have to do the work. I don't think anybody in New Hampshire, I'm trying to be as nonpartisan, bipartisan about this as I can. I just don't think Republicans or Democrats in Washington have their heads on straight. They get in this bubble, right? They get very disconnected from what's happening on the ground with their constituents, not just ours in New Hampshire, but I think this is true across this country. And just a lot of other factors come into play in their lack of decision-making. And look, maybe I'm getting a little crusty. I don't know. Maybe I'm usually a really optimistic guy, Jack, but COVID, maybe the COVID pandemic being on this thing 24 hours a day has done that. But God bless my team. God bless the nurses. God bless all these folks in across the country in so many different ways that have done so much that 100 times more to affect beneficial change in people's lives than those four individuals that we've sent to Washington. No, they got to go. I don't know how they get reelected. I really don't. But they got to go.
Well, one way they could go is if you run against Senator Hassan in the next year or two, if you're that frustrated, is that something that you're looking at? Not now, but is that something you would not rule out?
I'm not ruling anything out, but I'll tell you, going down to Washington to be part of that mess is nothing I would necessarily look forward to right now. That's for sure.
But President Trump said he don't look forward to it. And 4 years ago, that's why he tried to run. And can you really change? Can you really drain the swamp? I mean, that's a question coming out of this last election. You sound very frustrated. What's that?
Yeah, no. I guess my frustration is because I do believe that managers can manage. Change can be affected if you want it and if you lead on it. Look, I think we have a deficit that still runs out of control. I think that, we still pass bills that are 5,000 pages long that nobody can read. That right there is a fundamental logistical breakdown of the system. The system works. Don't get me wrong. Democracy works. But it breaks down when you literally can't read what the bureaucrats have put into it, right, and understand it fully. I sign a lot of bills that I don't agree with everything, every last bit in every bill I've signed. I don't disagree with every last thing in every bill I've vetoed, right? You have to kind of weigh the pros and cons of all the different pieces of a piece of legislation. But this is big stuff. This is something, this is a bill America has been waiting for quite a long time. Again, the process is frustrating, and I don't think I'm speaking alone here. I think I'm just reiterating the frustration that most of America has right now.